RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Tea time? Is that what they're saying, AMAC?
Yeah, this is Drake.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know I'm a big Drake guy, right? Yeah. I mean, tea time is what a lot of NFL teams are getting ready for come Sunday. Or Monday, we should say. Because, thankfully, Sunday night, even though it's way too late, and the game should be, like, banished to, I don't know, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, boy.
The Commander's season of misery will be over, thankfully. Thankfully. They're nowhere near the playoffs, as we all know. They're playing out the string, as we all know. I'm going to get to a couple of interesting columns and some nuggets that I've been building up, if you will. From Nikki Javala, Ben Standing, each writing individual things over the last 24 hours or so that we wanted to get to, quite honestly, and we will do so. One in The Athletic and one on Substack, so we will do so there. But first, I wanted to get to this, and before we get back to the calls. Look, everybody uses different resources, what have you. When it comes to playoff scenarios, Joe Ferreira, who is a former TV executive nationally and locally here in the Mid-Atlantic, I believe it was Comcast Sportsnet back then when Joe was in charge. I can't remember if it was that or NBC Sport, whatever it was. But Joe is widely acclaimed as a master of NFL scenarios when it comes, and he starts charting this stuff like at the top of basically December. And it is just a wealth of information and very kind of easy to digest. So I just wanted to go over a couple of things and kind of tie up a couple of loose ends, and we'll sprinkle in some of this throughout the show. But in the NFC, everybody knows right now the playoff teams outside of one, and that is the Rams, the Seattle Seahawks, and the San Francisco 49ers, all from the NFC West. The only thing in question right now is who will win the division, what the other seedings are, and who will be the one seed, okay? So three teams from the NFC West, except for the lousy Arizona Cardinals, and that's because that's what you get by rewarding Kyler Murray, and doing things wrong, will be in the playoffs. Now, remember, that has happened several times, right? Where three teams from the same division get into the playoffs. It happened a couple of years ago with the Commanders. But what we have is a situation where, again, we have one playoff spot up for grabs. It's Carolina or Tampa Bay, but Atlanta and New Orleans, by extension, have a major impact on who and what gets in. Now, if Carolina wins, my understanding, Carolina wins, they are in on Saturday. And then we don't have to worry about anything on Sunday in terms of the NFC South. But here are the official scenarios from Joe Ferreira at Joe NFL, if you want to follow along. The Seahawks clinch the NFC West and home field advantage, the number one seed throughout the playoffs, with a win or a tie Saturday night against San Francisco, period. San Francisco clinches the NFC West and home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs with a win. Okay, so Seattle has the win or tie component. San Francisco needs to win outright. Carolina clinches the NFC South on Saturday with a win or a tie against Tampa. Okay, now there's a second scenario that if they lose on Saturday because of Atlanta's win last night, as we tried to explain in the first hour, if Carolina loses on Saturday and doesn't clinch the title outright, and therefore the number four seed in a home field, home playoff game, then they can still get in on Sunday if Atlanta beats New Orleans, even if Carolina loses to Tampa on Saturday. Tampa's scenario is pretty simple now, too. Tampa needs to win on Saturday against Carolina. Start with that. And then they need Atlanta to either lose or tie against New Orleans. So those are your scenarios that are still up for grabs. Now, seeding and whatnot and matchups still need to be determined. We can work that in when we can. In the AFC, Denver's already clinched the AFC West. We know that. New England's already clinched the AFC East. We know that. Jacksonville and the Chargers and Buffalo and Houston have playoff spots. There is one scenario still up for grabs, right? And that is who wins the AFC North, Pittsburgh or Baltimore. We'll get there in a sec. But Denver, okay, clinches home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs and therefore the number one seed with a win, or if they tie and New England loses or ties, or if Denver loses and New England loses, plus Jacksonville loses or ties. So there's a couple of different ways Denver can get the number one seed. The Patriots, in order to get the number one seed and therefore home field advantage, they need to win. And they need a Denver loss or tie. Or if New England ties, they need a Denver loss. But those are the scenarios. Jacksonville can win the AFC South with a win or a tie, or a Houston loss or a tie. Jacksonville clinches home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs. Yes, that is still a thing. With a Jacksonville win, a Denver loss, and a New England loss. Okay? Still with me. Houston clinches the AFC South with a win and a Jacksonville loss. Pittsburgh, as we mentioned, win or tie on Sunday night at home against the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore clinches the AFC North simply with a win. Any other result, they are eliminated. So that's your NFC and AFC playoff scenarios, as we speak at 2:10 on Tuesday afternoon via my guy Joe Ferreira and at Joe NFL on Twitter if you want to see it. And he's got all the teams that are eliminated. This is his 34th year as an NFL tiebreaker expert and handling official scenarios. To my knowledge, he's never been wrong. I've never seen him wrong. So there you have that. And of course, eliminated Washington, Atlanta, who we saw win last night, the Giants, Arizona, New Orleans, who could still play into, again, the NFC South picture, Dallas, Minnesota, Detroit. All right. Now, we go back to the calls. Then we will have the Cowboy B stock report coming up here because we also have all things AMAC, and because this is our final show of 2025, we'll be back on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Tomorrow you get Denton Day for about a half an hour in our time slot from 1 to 1:30 after he fills in for Kevin Sheehan. And then you have Virginia Tech basketball starting at 1:30. New Year's Day you'll have the Caps in Ottawa. I'll be at the Caps-Rangers game tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 at Capital One Arena. Looking forward to celebrating the new year that way. All right, so let's get to it on the phones. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. AMAC, I can't find my call screen here. I have no idea what I did with it. Sorry, I'm screwing up here. My bad on this. Where do you want me to go? Rick in North Carolina? Okay, let's go to Rick in North Carolina and then Mark in Largo next up after that. So let's try Rick in North Carolina, line 3, to get us going in the second hour of the show. Hello, Rick. Happy New Year. How are you, pal?
Hey, happy New Year to you, Chris.
What's shaking, Rick?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to make a few comments up here. Last night is a good reason why, if you have a chance to get Jeremiah Love, to just go get him, because of what Deion Robinson did last night. I mean, he's a home run hitter. A lot of people say he's hitting a 6th and 7th, but, man, that guy's unbelievable, man.
He is ridiculous. Well, there is no doubt about that.
I know these teams where we got our big board. So, I mean, he's got to be in your top 3, regardless of what position you need. He's got to be one of your top 3 players on your board.
Well, so the question, you know, right now, they're at the Commanders are at number 7. They could finish as high as number 2, okay? So I have no idea what their board looks like or anything like that. You can make all the arguments in the world. You would not take, under any circumstances, I can't imagine, Fernando Mendoza or Dante Moore. But you can make an argument that everyone else that is a projected top 10 pick could be in play because they need it all. Arbel Reese, Reuben Bain, Carnell Tate, Caleb Downs, they need it all. And Jeremiah Love. So the question is going to be, A, where do they finish? And B, who do they fall in love with? And because they right now don't have a second round pick, can they figure out a way to justify taking a Jeremiah Love at running back, which not as a luxury, but is a very cool accessory, is how I would describe it, versus a need and a more of a practical fit. And when I say practical fit, I mean, everybody identifies defense as being a bigger issue, problem, need, whatever, than offense. But you don't have the second round pick. So A, they could certainly trade down, which is a whole different beast. B, they could look and say, look, because we don't have a second round pick, we have to value defense. Now, normally the way teams do it is they take the highest player on their board regardless. Not always, but regardless. So could I see them taking Jeremiah Love? If Jeremiah Love is 3, 4, whatever on their board and they're on the clock at 3, 4, 5, whenever it is? Absolutely. Do I know that that's what they will do? I don't know, because I don't know where they will exactly slot him. And right now, we don't even know where they're going to pick. Right now, they're at 7. I would think Jeremiah Love is gone by 7, but I don't know that.
Yeah, I think they locked in at 7. They can't go any lower. They could probably go higher. And the thing about Trayvon Diggs, what happened to, you know, in the middle of the season, he had an issue. What was that issue? Was that an injury or something personal that happened to him?
You're talking about Trayvon Diggs or Stephon Diggs? I'm sorry.
No, Trayvon Diggs. You remember he missed some time because he had an accident at his house or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember the exact details. I have to look that up. But yeah, I mean, injuries have definitely been a part of his issues again over the last 2 years. And there's been some other, you know, other stuff. And like I said, sometimes, you know, for whatever reason,
he was concussed.
Oh,
like doing some type. It was something that happened in his house that left him.
Oh, right. There you go. I couldn't remember the exact circumstance. All right. Good job, AMAC. But remember, he had a knee injury, I think in the first year that Quinn left.
A couple years ago.
Right. And then this year, it was the weird concussion thing at his home. That's right. That's what it was.
Right. Definitely. Yeah, I don't know. I think I would pass. I mean, you took a shot at Marshawn Lattimore, and geez, I mean, he's not a young puppy anymore, so I don't know if you want to take a chance on him. And with the defensive coordinators, if I was Al Harris, I wouldn't leave Chicago. I think you mentioned it to me last week. I think you said, why would you leave Chicago and you come here and you might be playing for a lame-duck coach next year?
Well, you could look at it that way, but if Al Harris looks at it as, I'm not getting the defensive coordinator position in Chicago, and the best way for me to get it is with somebody that I know, and I know I can help DQ get the Commanders back, then he'll take it. I mean, I assume. I mean, I can't speak for him, but he'll take that because that will be a promotion for him. That'll be his first opportunity to call plays. Now, the question for me is not whether Al Harris would want to do that, is can you go to a first-time play caller again? Because that's what they bought into with Joe Witt.
Yeah,
and everybody says that was a disaster.
No, we got to go out there and do it. And just one last thing. Did you listen to Dan Quinn's press conference yesterday?
Say again. I'm sorry. I'm having trouble hearing.
Oh, did you listen to Dan Quinn's press conference yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, parts of it. I didn't listen to the whole thing, but yes, parts of it. And he said...
Oh, yeah. You didn't miss anything, Chris.
Yeah. What he talked about with Quan Martin was, I thought, interesting, right? Because Quan Martin should have been benched earlier this year. Who should have been benched earlier this year? What took so long? I don't know. There were games where his snaps were limited, Rick, and I appreciate the phone call. There were games where his snaps were limited, but he kept getting the start and he kept getting the faith. And then for Dan Quinn to come out and say, no. The reason why he was basically benched after the mid-second quarter was because he screwed up on the long touchdown to Kevontae Turpin, which we all knew. Anybody that watched the play, anybody that studied the play, anybody that watched the overhead knew and could tell. But what the hell took so long? What took so long? That's what I want to know. Why did we wait so long? Because Quan Martin has largely been a disaster all year. And one more thing from Dan Quinn. He said basically Marcus Mariota, still not cleared to play, Josh Johnson would start. Look, I have no problem with Josh Johnson starting. He should start over Sam Hartman. I have a bigger issue with all the people that cried last week like a bunch of babies over Sam Hartman not getting a chance to start. Like, people, what are we doing? Use common sense. A player should not just play because they're a young player and they need a chance to develop. That's not how it works. You get that chance to develop based on what you show in practice. And if Sam Hartman still stinks like he did in August and like he did in the preseason and like he did basically in his rookie year, and if he really hasn't made any more progress, and there's no way for me to know that, then he shouldn't play. And he's lucky enough to have a practice squad spot. I just don't get what you guys think of. Player X should play because they're young and because they need a chance to show you what they can do. In some cases, yes. I think a legitimate argument can be made for Jordan McGee. But just because Kane Medrano is on the roster doesn't mean Kane Medrano has earned a chance to play. What if Cade Medrano doesn't know what he's doing in practice? He should play? What if Sam Hartman hasn't gotten any better? He should play? Why? Why would you do that? Especially if you're trying to win. And they're, unfortunately, trying to win. More coming up, including the Mark and Largo show next on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Don't be too hard on Cowboy Bob, because, you know, I think what you do with AMAC and what you do with Cowboy Bob, I think that's amazing.
Yeah, I think most Cowboys fans are stupid, for lack of a better word.
It's one way to say it, as Cowboy Bob has been saying it all year. And with that, another award-winning rendition of the Cowboy Bob, or B, stock report right here on the Team 980. And we're coming to the end of a very long season. We might do one more next week to wrap up another record-setting, impactful year from the guys with the star in their helmet. Another year in which they will not reach the NFC Championship. Another year in which they will be the Super Bowl of hype and the epiphany of failure, if that's even a thing. Another year in which this time they don't even make the playoffs, much like last year. And with that being said, we say good afternoon to our friend, our colleague, our guy, Cowboy Bob. Bob, how are you?
Who is Bob?
Well, it's you.
No, that is what the caller thought I was.
No, I think you're Cowboy Bob. That's what I thought your name was.
No.
I think Jason and Laurel was right on.
Jason and Laurel has the wrong info.
You seem a little snippy, Cowboy Bob.
Oh yes, I'm kind of snippy because the Cowboys just cut Trayvon Diggs.
Oh. So what you're saying is that wasn't a good move?
Oh, it is. He was terrible.
Oh. Okay, wait a second. I thought all of the Cowboys' problems were Matt Eberflus related.
No. Eberflus is like 90%.
Oh, okay. So 10% of the Cowboys' defensive problems were on the players.
Yeah.
And how much percent of 10% was Trayvon Diggs' fault?
Considering he barely played this year, I wouldn't give him like a huge portion.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say he was probably 2%.
Yeah. I would say this, Cowboy Bob. He did play 424 snaps.
This year?
Yeah. And 265 of those in coverage.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now, he did give up 16 catches on 20 targets. So that's a lot. 286 yards, nearly 18 per reception, 78 yards after the catch, 3 touchdowns, a long of 35, missed 4 tackles, had 25 overall. I can give you a bunch of other numbers. It's not like he didn't play hardly at all. I would say he certainly did not play a normal starter's load because of the weird concussion thing that we were talking about. So are you upset at the Cowboys for letting him go when they are? Or are you upset that it took them this long? Are you upset that Diggs took the money and didn't deliver? Like, where exactly are you at?
At this point, it was just, it was a matter of then, now, or later. He was going to get released. He felt like it, the last game against the, who did we just play?
The Washington Commanders.
No, no, I mean the last home game we played.
Oh, the L.A. Chargers.
Yes, he said he felt like that was his last game at AT&T. Yeah.
Well, listen, so. I mean, he doesn't exactly take a brain surgeon to figure that out, right?
Well, exactly. So that's why I wasn't really surprised. I thought they were going to wait until post-June 1st. But apparently, they honestly, I think the cap hit for releasing him now was only $6 million.
Yeah, I haven't crunched those money, numbers yet, but we're not talking about, like, they can't give him a post June 1st designation right now. So it was, so what must have happened was his agent, presumably, came to them and said, look, he's got an opportunity to sign with a playoff team, which I presume would be the Bears. Would you let him go?
Most likely.
I mean, I think that's probably how it worked. Otherwise, there's really no advantage to letting him go now.
Well,
is there?
I mean, they probably did him this final solid because he is a homegrown talent as far as drafting him and then seeing him become an all-pro and then seeing to his current state. But yeah. they probably did him a solid. They shipped out his best friend, so the least they could do is at least let him get the opportunity to play for a playoff team.
Well, and that's the other thing, right? Even though his best friend is injured, and even though Trayvon has been a little bit of a pain in the ass, does he go up to Green Bay and try and help the Packers and try and offset some of the loss of Micah Parsons, which, even though it's not the same position, or again, does he go to the Bears where he's got Al Harris? Because to come here does him really nothing right now except lock him in for next year and take him off the free agent mark.
I'd say he would probably want to go to a playoff team as much as he loves DQ and those and Joe Witted, I guess. I don't know. But I think he would want to play for a playoff team. Maybe the Packers will pick him up. Mm-hmm. They have their own troubles at corner, so that would be – they need the bodies in that room.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be surprising – they would have the priority on the waiver wire over the Bears. So it makes sense. But do the Packers want that level of player in the locker room?
That is certainly an interesting question. I assume we'll find out pretty quickly here. Maybe, again, by tomorrow after he clears waivers, because I can't imagine anybody picks up that contract. Speaking of that, the Cowboys were on the books for carrying – salary cap numbers of 18.4, 23.4, and 21 million over the next 3 years, with Trayvon Diggs. Now, the actual like dead cap money charge on the 2026 cap, because it's again, to use your pre-June 1st, whatever, but it will go down as a June 1st cut or a pre-June 1st cut, I should say. I believe if I have it right through overthecap.com is there's only about 6 million from what I can tell in terms of dead cap money charges, from 2026 and another 3 million from 2027. So it should, I want to be careful when I say this, should only be about a dead cap charge of about $9 million to move on from Trayvon Diggs all on next year's cap. I assume you're okay with that, right? I mean, people look at $9 million a day now and they're like, psh, if we get rid of a headache, no problem. No questions asked, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not my money, so I don't care.
It is your money, Cowboy Bob. It is your money. You are the Dallas Cowboys. You.
Oh, I'm the Cowboys?
Yeah. You are a member of that bandwagon. Remember that broken leg you suffered a couple of weeks ago? That's because of the Dallas Cowboys.
My leg is fine.
Okay. That's not what visual evidence I saw. I saw a broken leg.
AMAC can vouch as he's eating his sweet greens bowl.
I saw a broken leg and an air cast the day after you guys lost in Detroit and have not recovered since then. And by the way.
And guess where Detroit is?
Yeah,
right next to
gonna
us
say,
on the couch.
I was going to say. They're going to be on the golf course next to you.
Yeah, Cancun. The Cancun. We need to get ready for the Cancun playoffs.
It's a good thing. We have not had a chance to talk since last Thursday. We did this award-winning rendition of the Cowboy Bob Stock Report last Wednesday, the day before the Cowboys played the Commanders at Northwest Stadium. I assume you were happy with the final result and happy with the first half, not as happy with the second half. What was your big picture takeaway from a big, impressive, much-needed Cowboys win?
The day Matt Eberflus is no longer employed by the Dallas Cowboys will be a day of rejoice and celebration.
What if Jerry Jones had a brilliant idea?
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. I just thought about this. What if he was very fond of Joe Witt Jr. and he fires Matt Eberflus and he brings Joe Witt Jr. in to be the defensive coordinator of the Dallas Cowboys? What do you think about that?
I'm not going to think about that because that makes my brain very upset. So bring on Brian Flores.
Wait a second. Did you just say bring on Brian Flores?
Yes.
So you think that Brian Flores is not going to get a head coaching job, is going to leave Minnesota where his contract is expiring, and he could theoretically leave Minnesota. You think just because the star on the helmet and just because he is not under contract for next year, and if he doesn't get a head coaching job because he is a little bit of a kryptonite, coaching kryptonite, if you will, from his ongoing lawsuit against several teams, including AMAC's New York Giants, you think he's going to wind up with the Dallas Cowboys, don't you?
Probably not, but it would be fun.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What do you like about Brian Flores so much?
Brian Flores is a defensive guru. I'll tell you, the way he disguises blitzes and pressures is insane. Like, you could get a whole new look. You could see eight men on the line, and you're like, oh, they're sending a crazy blitz. Three drop back, and they're only rushing five.
Is that your favorite look?
No, it is not my favorite look.
No?
Here comes Chris Russell's hate for play calling. Go ahead.
Oh,
go
Lord. Ahead.
So you know, what about the 43 under fire zone kitchen cabinet play?
You just made that up.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Listen, guy, I've been around the NFL for a long time. You don't think that's a play call?
I mean, I'm sure it is, but I think that's just something I don't think you can visualize it the way you just said it.
I think I can. I mean, I have a perfect visualization in my head.
Okay, describe the front.
Well, again, 4-3 under, so you're playing under underwater. Underneath, you're getting leverage, you're in between the cracks and the seams, and then you're throwing the kitchen sink at somebody or the kitchen cabinet at somebody.
Sure.
That doesn't work for you?
AMAC is enjoying your attempt of being a defensive play caller for the day.
What if? How about this scenario? How much would this piss me off? Because that's what I live for at this point. What if Brian Flores decides, you know what? I want to come to the nation's capital. I want to be their defensive coordinator over working with Jerry Jones. What do you think about that? How much would that? And what if Jerry Jones doubles down and says, you know what? Matt Eberflus is my guy.
If he were to say that after all the stuff he said the past week in the media, we would have to admit him into a home because he's clearly senile. Mm. But as far as him coming to the Commanders, you'd be better off wanting him as your head coach and not just the defensive coordinator.
That's a bold take. All right, I like that. So you're saying fire DQ, have DQ go back to Dallas. Because that worked so well.
Why did he got to come in?
Well, I mean, listen, You guys led the NFL in takeaways over 3 years with DQ, no?
And look what it led us to, getting absolutely crushed in the playoffs.
Did you not beat Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the road in his final game?
9-8.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's not like they didn't win a playoff game.
They did.
I mean, did you see the Commanders embarrass the Detroit Lions?
Oh, man, the Lions.
Last year in the divisional playoffs on the road against the one seed?
All they had to do was give the ball to Jameer
Johnson
Gibbs. All they had to do was give the ball to Jameer Gibbs.
That's it.
And not let Jameson Williams throw an interception on a trick play.
Just run Jameer Gibbs 28 times a game. I mean, who cares, you know?
Hey, it's the playoffs. If you need it, you got to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, Cowboy Bob, this has been spectacular. Are you guys going to beat the Giants?
I won't feel any type of way if we do or don't. I'm ready for the draft.
Ready for the draft. So you, but do you want them to win? Do you want them to lose? Do you believe in momentum carrying over? I mean, two big divisional wins. I mean, you know, again, they probably means they would have won the fairy tale make believe NFC East tournament. What do you think?
I do think they will win because we just have the Giants' number, but AMAC would get a better draft pick, and I don't know how I feel about that. And it would ruin your chances to get a top two draft pick.
Well, we'll have to see how it plays out. I would come up with something more creative, but my creative juices are expiring on the Cowboys, kind of like their season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cowboy Bob, I appreciate you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Do you have any plans, by the way?
Not as of right now. No?
No.
Something might come up literally tomorrow, but as of right now.
What do you normally do on New Year's Eve? Are you a big partier, or are you a go-to-sleep guy, what?
I'm a stay up till 12 and then go to sleep.
So you do stay up for the ball to drop?
Well, I'm up until 12 at the least every day, so.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. Well, have fun with that.
Happy
New Year. Thanks for a spectacular impact that you made and the Dallas Cowboys made on the calendar year 2025. We could not do it without you, Cowboy Bob.
And we could not do it without you, Chris Russell.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. I have to send my end of year report back to Jerry Jones.
Oh. Are you going to give us a facsimile of that next week? I mean, do we have inside access to the Cowboy Bob Stock Report?
I can give you clearance, but you have to pledge your allegiance to the Dallas Cowboys.
Wait, you want me to pledge my allegiance to the Dallas Cowboys?
That's how you get clearance.
Cowboy Bob, you know this. I am a diehard Commanders fan. I cannot switch allegiances. I cannot trade my loyalties. My loyalties are not for sale.
The coffee mug says otherwise.
I don't know what coffee mug you're talking about.
The infamous Eagles coffee mug.
Hmm.
It's the Jets, my bad.
Yeah. Well,
you might have an Eagles one too.
Yeah, I might. You don't have any actual evidence of it. But you know, if you want, maybe I could send you some evidence if you need that. Maybe if you're nice to me one time. Happy New Year, Cowboy Bob.
Happy New Year.
Don't sound so excited next time. That is the Cowboy Bob Stock Report, right here on, the Team 980, an exclusive presentation of this stupid radio show, from 1 to 4 every day, as we do our final show here. On this Tuesday of late December, December 30th, 2025. We will have all things AMAC coming up just after 3 o'clock as well. We've got a lot more to do, including a column from Nikki Giavallo that I wanted to start dissecting and getting into. We'll do that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, once again, thanks to the award-winning Cowboy Bob. I don't know how many awards he's actually winning, but that's what they tell me to say. Kind of probably more awards than the Dallas Cowboys actually win, or at least over the last 30 years. You think we have futility? Well, we'll see. So Nikki Javala of The Athletic wrote about Quan Martin and about the Commanders needing a recalibration. And, or actually, that they don't need a recalibration. They need a strip down to get back to the basics. And she led her column with what we found out yesterday after the show, which was that Dan Quinn admitted, hey man, he screwed up so bad, Quan Martin did, on the Kevontae Turbin deep shot, that we benched him, okay? Which is rare for Dan Quinn to be that blunt and honest, quite honestly. He's just not a guy that sells his players down the river, okay? But it was pretty easy to say. He played 27 defensive snaps. 27, which was roughly 30% of the Washington 9,000 snaps that they had to play in a game. It was his lowest number in a couple of years. He said, quote, there had been a big mistake in the game regarding coverage, and so there were consequences to that. He said, I'd also like to say I love Quan and I believe in him, and that's not so unusual. When a difficult play happens that you change, and they have to come stand on the sideline for a moment. The problem is, this isn't just a play. This isn't just a mistake. This isn't just a moment. This is a huge regression for Quan Martin, who we had on the show earlier this year, and he was already in the crosshairs. He was already in the crosshairs. And I would say this, they were 2-1 at the time, but it was pretty obvious to anyone that was watching that Quan Martin was off to a bad start. Now, what we didn't know was, would it continue? And it did, and it got worse. Temporarily, he was okay in that Chargers game, made a big play. But come on. It has been a major, major, major step back. Not one game, one play, one moment, one situation all year. And everyone knows that. Now, Nikki pointed out, Frankie Louvu was also offsides on that play, and he struggled throughout the year. I mentioned last week, as of last week, he led the Commanders in missed tackles, according to PFF. Back to Martin for a second, according to Pro Football Focus, and Nikki points this out, he's given up 453 receiving yards in coverage. That's the fourth most amongst qualified safeties and almost twice as many as he gave up last year, which was 253, according to, again, Pro Football Focus. Back to Luvu for a second. She points out three forced fumbles this year, tied for third most among qualified linebackers, according to Pro Football Focus. But as he's had to kind of change his role a little bit, as they've lost defensive ends and pass rushers and edge guys, his missed tackle rate of 20.2% leads all qualifying linebackers. I told you he had missed like 17 or been charged with 17 missed tackles last week. That was before the Christmas Day game. And that was the most on a team that is a missed tackle machine outside of Bobby Wagner, right? And of course, he's had all the fines and he had the initial suspension and he got away from that and so on and so forth. And he just hasn't been the impact player that he's had or that he was thought to be after year one and throughout year one. And then there's the Mikey Sanra still situation, right? And Nikki writes about this. And again, we've talked about all of these guys throughout the year. Four interceptions, good. Better on the outside than the inside, good. But still, limitations on the outside, which is part of the reason why they don't want to play him on the outside. 10 touchdowns against his pass coverage, the most of any cornerback in the NFL. Again, according to PFF. Now, you can dispute PFF all you want, okay? But most people that I know of do not dispute their charting. They dispute their grading. They do not dispute their charging. Okay. Now, some players, or they're charting, some players will and say, well, they don't know the assignment, but so, you know, it doesn't make any sense what they, all of that is, could be true, whatever. But what Nikki's point overall is something that we have talked about for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks on end on this show. And that is, again, it is not play calling. It is not scheme. It is not coverage. It is not zone versus man. It is not any of that nonsense. It's not even injuries. It's two major things. Guys that they were counting on to take a significant step forward, or at least a moderate step forward. Quan Martin, Frankie Luvu, and Mikey Sanderstill have all stunk largely this year. Have all stunk. Have all stunk. And guys, critical guys, like Dorrance Armstrong, yes, Javonte Jean-Baptiste, and others have been injured. And there are other problems. And some of that is why they've regressed, i.e. Luvu's missed tackle rate, Quan Martin's missed tackle rate. That's why this team on defense has stunk. It's not anything that anybody hasn't seen. We've been seeing this all year. All year. And that's why I fight so hard against everyone blaming Joe Witt or everyone crediting Dan Quinn. It's players. Players have failed. Players that they were counting on to take steps forward. Players who showed last year, hey man, we can play at this level, and we can play good at this level. All three of those guys, Sanristil, Luvu, and Quan Martin, have regressed. And that's just the defense. Just the defense. All right, more from Nikki, and I want to get into something Ben Standig wrote on his Substack as well, plus all things AMAC, and we'll try and get back to you on the phones at 301-230-0980 as we approach hour number three, final hour of power in the 2025 on-air calendar. That's right, we'll be off tomorrow and Thursday, back with you on Friday at 1 o'clock, but stay with us for our final hour on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Thank you.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.